Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Show. You can check me out on Twitter at TotalTutor and NeilHaley.com. And I'm excited to welcome the program from NBC's Grimm, Bitsy Tulloch. Bitsy, thanks for calling. You know what? This has got to be a reminiscing time for you, but also a sad time for you. Sixth season finale, Friday night, 8 p.m. Eastern. And the sixth season ends the Grimm saga. And it's got to be, it's bittersweet for sure. Don't you agree?
Yeah, it's really bittersweet. We were the whole cast was ready to just keep doing this until we were in wheelchairs and, you know, little walkers. We wanted to stay on the show, but we were really grateful to NBC for giving us the final 13 episodes. That wasn't necessarily guaranteed, and so yeah, we hope that the fans are going to like it. Although a lot of people were upset about last week. It was a pretty sad episode.
Absolutely. And we don't want to spoil things because people catching up for sure, Bitsy. But thinking about specifically enough, just the fans. You guys have such ravenous fans. You go on Twitter, you go on Facebook, you go anywhere. People just love Grimm. And it must feel so great to be part of a show for 6 years like that. Yeah.
Yeah, it does. I was just doing another radio interview and they were saying, did you know that the show was going to be a hit? And I said, yeah, actually, from the beginning, I knew that if NBC had just picked up the pilot, because most pilots don't get picked up.
Right, right.
And I was like, God, if they just put us on the air and we have some genre fans come to the show because they were fans of Buffy and we had the same writers. And I was like, we'll stay on the air. And that's what happened. They've been amazing.
Well, you know, when a show ends, and you'll see in history, especially a popular show, it's going to be played everywhere, somewhere. Who knows who will pick it up and stream it, and you'll be living forever on the screen of Grimm. So remember that, especially if there's fans, there's always going to be reruns, and there's always going to be continued. It's funny, I talked to some of these celebrities, and they have shows still playing today, and it was 20 years ago they were on the show. So that's the great thing about being part of a show.
I hope so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I really hope so. It's a great show. I'm so proud to have been a part of it. And, you know, it's always done really well internationally. I mean, it's one of those shows that doesn't get lost in translation. You know, it's something that, you know, everybody understands the format of a fairy tale and you have a young protagonist overcoming all odds. And I think that's part of the reason it was such a hit, because in some regards it was even more successful internationally than it was in the States. So I hope that people continue to watch it who maybe haven't seen the show yet.
And never give up. You might be getting a call by somebody else, especially if the fans keep speaking out, as you see how other shows make their runs back after a run is over. So just preview what to expect the last episode. Yeah, go ahead, Bitsy. I'm sorry.
Oh, God. Bin tissues. I will say, I think it's a happy ending, so just hang in there. But they're going to make you work for it.
Absolutely, and you're trying to uncover things, right, Bitsy? Just that's the part of this episode, without giving anything away, is you're just trying to find out answers from what happened last week. Correct?
Exactly, and see who's safe at this point, because clearly the fact that this guy, Jastor, who's like kind of the big evil villain, was able to, I won't say the names, was able to kill a couple of our main characters. He's an incredible threat to the rest of the gang as well.
Now, because I have you on for a couple minutes, Bitsy, I wanted you to talk about what was one of your fondest memories of being on Grimm. You know, working with certain casts, what would you like to share?
Well, I mean, I'm about to marry Damon, so we always say that Grimm was really life changing for us, in particular because we sort of fell in love while we were working together. So that I'll always remember, and we'll always really appreciate Grimm for bringing us together. But fond memories. We like to play a lot of pranks on each other. This cast just has a lot of fun together. We have vacation together. We all go to Montana together once a year. it's atypical for an entire cast to be this close. I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that we were on location. We were all almost pretty much, you know, give or take 10 years, everyone was around the same age. So we all like to do the same things, and we all got along so well. So it's really just about being on set with friends, and the crew also became like family to us. You know, when you're on a show for this long, you can't help but get really close to the people that you work with.
It's almost like graduating from college or high school. Now all you guys will go your separate ways, but we'll stay in touch, right? And especially in other gigs and other things you'll be doing.
I mean, we were last week all at our executive producer's house having a party. Most of us. Russell is, he plays Hank on the show. He's already in New York shooting a Netflix series. And my fiance, David, he's in New Mexico shooting a pilot for CBS. But everybody else was already there. Like, it's as if the show never ended.
Well, again, meeting somebody that you fell in love with, what a great opportunity. You never always get these opportunities and gigs. And I looked at your background, especially Harvard and all this. It's such an interesting thing. What's next for you? It's really sad to say, okay, it's over, but what should our fans expect from you? What are you, or do you have any other new projects you're looking into, probably pilots or different things that you can say right now, Bitsy, for
Yeah, right now we're just focusing on, we both decided we wanted to wait until the show was over to get married, because it's just too much planning and too much stress. So our marriage is coming up, you know, relatively soon, and so we're kind of focused on that. And then we also need to logistically move back to L.A. from Portland for auditions and meetings and stuff. So we have a move and the wedding coming up, and then... yeah, I have a movie called We Love You, Sally Carmichael, coming out. It's an indie comedy that I did with Sebastian Roche and Chris Gorham, and we'll see.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm sure our paths will cross again, for sure, Bitsy, with another show or another opportunity. Best of luck. Best place we can find information on you. I know everyone that's going to tune in at 8 p.m. Eastern Friday night to Grimm, but where can we find information on you? Are you on Twitter and stuff that people can check you out?
I am Bitsy Tulloch on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, and I do love interacting with the fans, so come say hi to me.
Well, I'll be blowing up your Twitter with all the syndication of the show going out throughout tomorrow and all the promotion and all that stuff, so be ready for your Twitter to be blowing up and all your fans
you.
And all that stuff. That's what we do promotion-wise. Well, I appreciate you calling, and thanks for getting up this morning to
awesome.
Chat with me,
thank
and best of luck to you. Thanks again for calling.
Thanks so much.
Take care. Okay, thanks. Okay, bye-bye. You're listening to the Neil Haley Show. Bye-bye. And we'll be back in just a moment.